Join the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and the Reading Ballet Theater as they make the holidays come alive with a truly magical performance of The Nutcracker. This beloved holiday tradition will create lasting family memories as our talented local dancers bring this timeless classic to life on the Shasta College stage. Presented by the Shasta Symphony Orchestra and Aaron's Home, The Nutcracker runs December 18th through the 20th at the Shasta College Theater. Get your tickets today at TheReadingArtsProject.com. Reading Kia is celebrating the season with joy, gratitude, and incredible year-end savings. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we're giving a heartfelt thank you to our veterans and the brave men and women of our military. Since 2006, Reading Kia has been your trusted hometown dealership. During our holiday sales events, take home a brand new 2026 Kia Sportage. There's always a military incentive rebate at Reading Kia. Visit us at 418 East Cypress Avenue or anytime at ReadingKia.com.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out, episode 423. Hope you're all doing great today as we're inching towards the holidays. Can you believe Christmas and Hanukkah just a couple of weeks away already? And so holiday gift giving will be one of the themes today on the show. We're going to get some gadget gift ideas from two tech lifestyle experts, Mario Armstrong and Chassy Post, both of whom will share some suggestions on what to buy loved ones or, hey, yourself too, right? Take advantage of those pre-holiday sales. Also on the show today, I attended Amazon's AWS reInvent conference in Las Vegas this week. It's an annual developer showcase to see how technologies like AI, artificial intelligence, and cloud computing are changing virtually every industry. And so I conducted, I think, 6 or 7 interviews from there, and I will air 2 of them today. One, to officially kick off the show in about 60 seconds from now to hear how tech is changing fast food restaurants. And then after that, I sit down with an NFL spokesperson about how Amazon's AWS is also helping football teams and fans. Also on the show this hour, we're not quite done yet, RioLink joins us to talk about outdoor cameras for your home. Maybe you want to keep an eye on packages this time of year, right? All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Norton and Visa, two outstanding partners of mine on this program. I'll tell you more about them momentarily. But let's get going with our first interview. All right, I'm here with Deborah Simeone, AWS Head of Restaurants. We're at AWS reInvent 25 in Las Vegas. Nice to meet you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're doing back-to-back interviews talking about the intersection of technology and restaurants. I think my listeners would find it fascinating. So why don't we talk first about something you call drive-through AI?
Sure. So drive-through AI is one way to make eating a lot more efficient. Think you're going to your favorite restaurant and the person who's taking your order understands exactly what you say the first time. You don't need to yell. You don't need to repeat yourself. You're getting exactly what you need with higher order accuracy and the quality is going to be great. So we're building different bots that do order taking, and they use a model called NovaSonic at AWS, which is a speech-to-speech generative AI model. So you can talk to the bot back and forth, it can take your order, and this really helps restaurants because they're able to redeploy that labor, that person who might be taking your order, to something totally different within the restaurant that's going to need their attention, whether it's helping customers directly or helping make the food and improve the quality. So great for restaurateurs, but interacting and having your order taken so quickly and getting through the drive-thru in record speed is something we're working on for consumers.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win for sure. Can you walk us through an example? So you pull into a fast food chain, you're waiting in line, then you pull up to the speaker, the microphone, and then what? Is that at the point where you would chat with an AI assistant? hesitant to order something and it's very human-like?
Sure, and even beyond that, the whole experience is tending more towards this invisible personalization we're referring to. So think you drive up to the drive-thru and you see the menu board, that large screen, but it's personalized just for you. In the future, it'll be saying, hello, Mark, and here's your last three orders. Would you like to just reorder that? And that makes it really easy for you to get through. Or maybe it's going to recommend you a limited time offer based on something you've tried in the past that has a flavor profile or ingredients that we think you'd like based on what you've ordered before, using some of the data science and tools that AWS can help you employ to learn more about your customers. Right. So think of that whole experience happening, and now you are talking back and forth with the order taker, getting your order taken, and then getting out of there in record time.
Yeah, that's wild. I've heard that some restaurant chains, fast food chains, are even using things like time of day to recommend something. So if you're pulling up into, and I'm just using it as an example, McDonald's at 8 a.m. and you order a sandwich, like a whatever, McMuffin, it will say, would you like a coffee with that or an orange juice? Because it knows it's morning time. Whereas if you order lunch or dinner, they may say, do you like a Coke or Sprite or something that you may not be as likely to drink in the morning. I'm not judging my listeners do, but you get the idea. So it's time of day, and then over time gets to know you. Is that by facial recognition or your license plate? Because you might be sharing a vehicle with somebody.
There's so many different things and different data points that can go into that. Mm-hmm. It can even be your loyalty status with the brand if it's able to recognize you by loyalty, depending on local laws and regulations and what's possible for restaurants to recognize you. But you were asking about people sort of driving up and getting this unique experience.
Probably not unlike shopping at Amazon and you buy something and it says other customers have bought this too.
Exactly.
They're upselling you to buy something else. So it's a win for the restaurant too. And that can also happen with fast food. Would you like fries with that?
100%.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm glad you brought that up. It's personalized. So the same personalization that Amazon.com uses is also available on AWS to restaurateurs to be able to make good recommendations, but so much more sophisticated than that. Now, going beyond time of day and the restaurant trying to know you beyond just saying, Mark, here's our latest thing. If they're just pushing that to you, they know it's not personal enough. It's not getting at those neurotransmitters that light up every single time you hear your name or you hear something that means something to you. So what restaurants are finding is that just pushing offers at you is sort of empty and it's not leading to many sales. Mm-hmm. The other piece of sophistication that restaurants are reaching is understanding what the line looks like in the drive-thru. So why would I spend time upselling you on five orders of fries when I have a giant line of cars? I might lose orders just on that. So sometimes restaurants aren't going to upsell. They're going to help you get through more quickly. Other times they're going to have the time to spend with you and not sacrifice operational efficiency. So the technology is getting so good that the AI will know, like, what's the scenario this person's in and how do we help smooth out their experience?
Yeah, that's great. Before we move on to taste profiles, is this already in operation? I mean, is AWS able to share what brands that AWS has partnered with on this, fast food chains? Like, it sounds futuristic, the personalization that is, that part. Is that already deployed?
You'd be surprised how many restaurants are already personalizing their experience in ways that you might not see. Even down to, I have a salad chain in Singapore that doesn't have very many locations, but has some really advanced personalization analytics for dietary restriction and really helping people navigate allergies. So there's all kinds of different ways to employ personalization, and you might not be seeing it, but we've got so many restaurants doing it. DoorDash is now at the point, they run on AWS, they're able to predict what your likelihood is to order from a retail store just based on your restaurant order history.
That's cool.
So we know kind of exactly what to push towards you, because what we're leaning towards is offers that just aren't meaningless. We live in a value economy. We have this consumer that's really chasing deals and trends, but we don't just want to push towards them what we think is going to be the discount offer. We want to push towards them what's going to be meaningful. It takes a lot of data science and analytics to know your consumer in that way to be able to predict what they're going to like.
But what you're unveiling here at AWS reInvent is this new platform, Nova.
Novasonic.
So you can't mention brands, and I respect that, but that's really cool that this is where it's going, or as you said, it's even available today, kind of behind the scenes, the magic of it. Why don't we pivot, Deborah? We're chatting with Deborah Simeone, AWS head of restaurants. Let's just end off talking about AI helping with taste profiles. Can you tell us about that? We've had a perfume bar here at the show to give you a customized scent, but what is that taste profiles all about?
So we know in the restaurant industry that personalization leads to purchases, and it leads to loyalty and recognition with the brand and wanting to continue to engage with that brand over time. And so traditionally, restaurants have personalized your dish by saying, oh, you always order this type of dish. Would you like to order that again?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the...
I've seen that on...
Yeah, like, would you like to reorder this? Or, like, you always order two salads. Like, would you like to order two salads again? Versus you always order salads with a vinaigrette. And, like, we can tell you, like, a tangy profile. And here's some items or here's some combinations of ingredients that might also tailor to your senses. So we're seeing brands, especially salad concepts, this has been big, where they're really tailoring the types of recommendations they make to the type of taste profile that they think that you'll have.
Oh, cool. All right. So, again, the idea is that they get to know your tastes and can then recommend something that you are more likely to order if it knows that you like tangy, as you said, obviously going to yield more purchases and overall customer satisfaction.
Exactly, and help you discover things on the menu that you may not have tried, and showing in the same way that a waiter or a barista was, showing that we care enough to know you.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of the essence of hospitality. We want to make you feel seen and want to make you feel special. We don't just want to offer you something that's free or discounted or what you've done before. We want to help speak more to you and enhance your experience.
All right, so just like drive-through AI, is this available now or is this very conceptual, early stage theory?
It's available now, and you'd be surprised. It may be happening in some of the delivery apps that you use now. It might be happening in some of the drive-through experiences that you're already experiencing as a consumer. But again, invisible behind the scenes, and you just don't know it.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Deborah, for your time. Very interesting discussion. Thanks again. Really
Thanks for
it.
Having me.
We have another interview recorded at AWS reInvent in Las Vegas. We'll play it after a short break. I sit down with someone from the NFL who will talk about how technology is helping to avoid injuries and also boosting fan engagement. So that's coming up shortly. Before, though, I just wanted to give a shout out to Visa. Did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention. So you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card. Nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa is deploying advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes something called tokenization, powered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft because this technology replaces your actual cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code so that the merchant never sees your actual card number, yet ensures a fast transaction as well. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, visit visa.com/security. We're going to chat with the NFL when we return on Tech It Out. Stick with us.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
Can we talk about Gen Z? Didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
The Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Carl Vaught. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Reading Garden of Lights. Open on select dates now through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights. Plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, model trains, and more. Upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express. Reading Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Reading. Turtle Bay members save $5 per ticket. Buy tickets online for the best price at turtlebay.org.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Was really the technological hurdle to overcome was to get all of those data together so that we can really harness the power of the data to make informed decisions about player health and safety.
Yeah, on that note, and speaking of injuries, a lot of this is for preventative care, if you will. So is it fair to say that if you are analyzing a team's players, let's say just, Buffalo Bills or Dallas Cowboys, and you notice that, a linebacker is walking a little funny with his left leg, that may hint at an injury that is about to get worse. So if that's true, mm-hmm. How do you communicate that back to the coach, to the organization that, hey, watch that player because of what might happen?
Yeah, it's a really great question. So the Digital Athlete is an AI-backed platform that essentially takes all this data and then gives it back to the clubs so that they can make informed decisions about their players. So all 32 of our NFL clubs use the Digital Athlete, and they can create insights from the data. We have things like prediction models that identify players who may be at risk for a future injury, where we give them the data that they can compare their club or their players to the rest of the league, and so that they can identify patterns in the data. The practitioners on the field obviously know their players better than any of us do, and so what we're trying to do is really give that data back to them so that they can make more informed decisions and more data-driven decisions about how to care for their players in the best way that they can.
Yeah, information is bliss, not ignorance
yes.
is bliss.
Right? Yes, exactly.
And so is this also used for non-injury related data collection, like if the team wants to tweak their performance, maybe you've got a quarterback that is having an issue with a pass, and you're analyzing games and games worth of data in order to improve or optimize their positioning on the field or their plays?
Yeah, our focus really is on player health and safety with the Digital Athlete. We're trying to reduce player injuries. But of course, our teams all have their special sauce, and they're using multiple data sources as well to optimize performance. At the end of the day, all of our work for player health and safety to reduce injuries and to keep players healthy is really about optimizing performance and reducing the injury risk.
Can you quantify how successful this has been? I remember something specific about NFL and games.
So we use data to quantify the success of our programs. We want to see fewer injuries within the games, and we want our players to be available and on field and miss fewer games. So we do quantify success by tracking metrics, whether that's the number of concussions, the number of games missed, the number of specific injuries. We're really pleased with the progress we've seen. We have seen progress over the last decade in terms of the fewest number of concussions on record last season. We've seen a sustained reduction in the number of lower extremity strains and the games that players missed due to those injuries on field. Really pleased with that progress. Obviously, there's always more work to do, and we'd like to see all the numbers come down even further, but those are the metrics that we're able to track, and we're really pleased with the progress we've seen so far.
Yeah, I know concussion's been a hot topic for several years, understandably, and they're doing more work there with sensors in the helmets to find out exactly where the blows are coming from and what kind of a concussion that could cause and how to obviously mitigate all that kind of stuff. So really great work that you're doing. Thank you for your time. We have been chatting with Mackenzie Herzog, NFL VP of Player Health and Safety and Strategic Innovation at the National Football League. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, so we've played two interviews from AWS reInvent. We first spoke with Deborah Simeone, who is head of restaurants at AWS, to teach us about drive-through AI and taste profiles. Now we chatted with the NFL, Mackenzie Herzog, to hear how tech is changing the game. Very cool. Next weekend, I'll play a couple more interviews recorded in Las Vegas from AWS reInvent. Hey, if you want to reach out on social media, let me know what tech you've had your eye on for the holidays, and if you have any questions about it, or if you need suggestions for loved ones. I'll spell my name in a moment, but you can find me on all the major platforms like X and Facebook, Instagram, Blue Sky, Threads, LinkedIn, YouTube, TikTok, and a couple of others. I think I forgot a couple in there. But it's Mark Saltzman, MarkSaltzman. Again, that's Mark with a C, Saltzman with a Z. You can find me on all the big platforms. And for my fellow Canadians, it's Saltzman. M-A-N. Yes, that's right. All right. And if you have suggestions for upcoming guests or topics on Tech It Out, you can let me know what they are as well. Always up for suggestions. And be sure to let me know where you're tuning into the show from. Always love hearing about that. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with tech lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong for some of his top picks for gift ideas this holiday season. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
The holidays are here, and that means family, friends, and heartwarming homemade flavors. Celebrate the season at Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection, crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room. With bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. While they play, you can relax with happy hour daily from 3 to 6, or pour your favorite brew from our self-serve beer wall, featuring dozens of local and craft options. And don't forget the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy a $50 Charlu's gift card and get an extra $10 free. The gift of homemade flavor, family fun, and unforgettable memories. Visit charlus.com for details, or stop by on Highway 273 in Anderson. Charlu's Tap House, where good times, great flavor, and family traditions come together for the holidays.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come. 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
it be used? What are fun, what are great, what are maybe unique gift ideas? So it's always good to be on with you, Mark. I really appreciate it. And I partnered up with some awesome brands to kind of pull together that list of some must-haves, in my opinion.
Awesome. And again, I love how you break it down into plain English. And so, yeah, I'm curious to know what you've got. I know you're doing a bunch of TV interviews today. Why don't we start off with a great pick for the aspiring musician in your life? No doubt tech can play a role there, too.
Oh, absolutely, and in a big way. I mean, for anyone that's ever really wanted to learn piano, this is it, in my opinion. Like, or if you want to get back into it, it's called the Roli Piano System. That's spelled R-O-L-I. And it's not an 88-key keyboard. It's a smaller keyboard. It's something that is portable. You can take it with you. It's very fun. It's smart. It's interactive. And it has these glowing keys that guide your hands while you use the Roli Learn app, which, by the way, it has a ton of lessons, games, and a bunch of songs, like 1,000-plus songs you actually want to play, which is fun. And it's the only piano that sees your hands with its AI hand tracking. So it can give you real-time feedback on your finger posture and a whole bunch of things so that you can improve really fast. And it's really awesome. It's 20% off. It's, you know, $758 right now with that discount.
Even just lit up keys that if they're prompting you to press the right chords
for
a song, that's one thing. But to actually look at your hands, too, with the camera, that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
All right, so that's Roli, R-O-L-I. Next up, Mario, any ideas to help get us excited for the season ahead?
Yeah, well, you know, American Greetings is celebrating one of my favorites, Peanuts. And they're celebrating Peanuts' 75th anniversary with Peanuts Digital Advent Calendar. So this is a great digital gift that you can give to anybody or even do with your own family. It's an interactive experience. You do it online. It features Charlie Brown, Snoopy, the whole gang. And you essentially count down to Christmas with daily surprises. You get exclusive animated Peanuts content. There's games. There's puzzles. You can decorate the scenes on it as well. So it's really just a great idea, I think, for families, but also for digital gift giving. Maybe you have relatives or people that aren't in the area, or you're worried about shipping and handling. It's like, this is a great gift idea. So check out AmericanGreetings.com for some early bonus activities as well.
Dude, I have Peanuts as a watch face on my Apple Watch. I'm a fan.
I did not know.
I got Snoopy lying on his back when it's bedtime.
I did not know. So we have the same car model, and we both love Peanuts.
That's awesome. Great. This. All right. So American Greetings bringing a digital advent calendar, which is all good, except it's missing the chocolate, I guess. But that's all good. We are chatting with the digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong, here to help us guide us through the Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and into the holiday season, with some great gadget gift ideas and some digital accessories, too, like the advent calendar. So how about some great gift ideas for our loved ones and maybe even something for ourselves?
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with this.
Come on now.
I mean, every time we go shopping for everyone else, we always have to pick something up for ourselves.
Yeah, two for them, one for me. Two for them, one for me.
Right. That's the ratio. All right, so my first one is a unique gift idea. It's the gift of language. It's Rosetta Stone. I mean, look, 30 years in the business, 50 million learners use this. I have family and friends that have used Rosetta Stone and live by it. So they're offering their best deal of the year. It's a lifetime membership for all 25 languages for just $149, which is 60% off.
Mm-hmm.
It's massive. So if you ever wanted to travel, or maybe you have a college student that's going to do that gap year, or maybe go visit some relatives, like, it really helps you because they have thousands of lessons. They have live classes too, so you don't have to feel like you're just on your own. And they have real world content, which I think really helps you accelerate when you can actually start having real world type conversations.
And speaking of services, I know that you also have something for avid readers, young readers, that is also a great deal.
I do, for the kids. Do you know about the popular book series? If you don't, it's Cat Ninja, and this popular book series has been read over 300 million times. It is a hit graphic novel with the kids. It's put out by Epic, which is the world's leading digital reading platform for kids, and they have launched their first ever Cat Ninja collectible figurines. So each collectible figurine features Cat Ninja in action-packed poses, so it's perfect perfect for their imagination. They want to play, storytelling fun, and it's just another connection to the very popular graphic novel. And it's at just $19.99, so it's a great price.
Cool. Yeah, the Epic app for readers, like on a tablet, fantastic for kids. And maybe we can end off on one of my favorite brands, Eufy. Really great and often very aggressively priced products.
They do. And this one is like, Eufy is incredible what they're bringing to the table this year. I mean, the robot vacuum E25, this is your all-in-one cleaning hero. So this is probably the gift that you give to yourself, unless you really, really love somebody, that you give this to them. Because let me tell you, it vacuums and mops your floors. Okay, it's a robotic vacuum. Then it automatically empties the dust. It washes and dries its mop, and it even refills clean water. This finally makes it feel like the Jets are around the corner.
All right, that's from Eufy. That's E-U-F-Y. Is there a website, Mario, where we can see videos of you using them in action?
Yeah, you can. That's a great call out. So the website, we have not only the ones I just mentioned, but some other ones up there as well. So you can check out some of the other lists. Just go to inthenews.tv. That's inthenews.tv.
Awesome, Mario. And I look forward to chatting with you, I hope, even before the holidays. And of course at CES, I'll be seeing you at the show. Looking forward to it already.
All right, see you soon.
Cheers. That's a crazy tech show, which I will report from for you in a month from now. Hey, before we get to our next interview with RioLink to talk about outdoor cameras, I wanted to thank Norton, a new partner on Tech It Out. In today's connected world, a simple antivirus just isn't enough. Your identity, your finances, and your privacy are all on the line. That's why you need Norton 360 with LifeLock, the comprehensive solution that bundles device security and identity theft protection. Tech It Out has proudly partnered with Norton as they protect your PC, Mac, and mobile devices from viruses, ransomware, and malware. And LifeLock takes it a step further, constantly monitoring for the fraudulent use of your personal info, from your social security number to your bank accounts. If a threat is detected, you receive an alert. If the worst happens and your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will be there to personally help fix it. Stop patching together protection. Get the all-in-one peace of mind you need with Norton 360 with LifeLock. For a discount, head on over to norton.com/techitout. That's norton.com/techitout. We'll learn about outdoor cameras with RioLink when we return on Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman. This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a pass key, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced this thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, it can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at Visa.com. That's simply Visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Cyber threats have gotten smarter because criminals are using AI to create and bombard you with threats 24/7. That's why Norton 360 is using AI too. Know whether a text or website could be a scam with Genie AI-powered scam detection and get scam questions answered by your personal Genie AI-powered scam assistant. So even though cyber threats are smarter, you can feel safer knowing your protection is too. Norton 360. Learn all the ways Norton can help protect you at Norton.com.
Shopping for a car can be overwhelming. Prices, reliability, safety. It's hard to know where to start. That's where iCCars.com comes in. iCCars is the smart, easy way to buy your next car. With millions of listings analyzed every day, they give you unbiased ratings on price, quality, and long-term value. Whether you're looking for a new ride, a dependable used car, or just want to know if that deal is really worth it, iCCars takes the guesswork out of car shopping. You'll find powerful tools like price history, dealer scorecards, and even a free VIN check so you can shop with confidence. Don't just buy a car, buy it smarter. Visit iccars.com today or download the app and find the right car at the right price. That's iseecars.com.
The Treasury just made a huge announcement regarding illegal immigrants.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
The Treasury says illegal immigrants will be removed from the financial system completely. If you can't get a job here and you can't get benefits, you're not going to come. This should have been done years ago.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. Whether there are more break-ins in your neighborhood, increased instances of porch pirates taking off with packages, or you simply want some extra peace of mind to keep an eye on your home, whether you're inside or away from it, security cameras are becoming more affordable, easier to install, and with a handful of cool features. To learn about RioLink, which offers a vast selection of wired and wireless security cameras, we're joined by Guy Pithy. He's RioLink's Vice President for North America. Hi, Guy. Thanks for your time today.
Hi, Mark. Yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. So before we talk about specific solutions that you've got, some products from the RioLink family, please tell us a bit about the company, RioLink.
Absolutely. RioLink is a leading provider of innovative security solutions for your home or business. RioLink was founded in 2009, and since then we've been dedicated and focusing on really providing innovative solutions that are cost-effective, easy to use, and affordable. We've got a really wide range of everything from entry-level Wi-Fi or IP camera solutions to a solar-powered range of cameras that are powered by solar panels. We also have LTE solutions that work off cellular networks, which are really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a professional line of NVR solutions, network video recorders, as well as power over Ethernet cameras that connect to your network or directly to the network video recorder.
Okay, great. So these are mostly outdoor cameras.
Yeah, mostly outdoor cameras. We do have a few indoor cameras, but majority of our cameras that we sell and design are designed to go outdoor, weather rated,
right,
to go withstand extreme conditions.
And why do you think these are popular, Guy?
Outdoor cameras are very popular. First off, it's your first line of defense on your property or your business. Not only do they provide instant notifications if someone does walk on your property, you can log on to that camera and see live footage, and you can also download recorded footage. So it's really your first line of defense, and it's also a major deterrent.
Yeah, good point. So it's a deterrent, but then you also have some video footage should you need it. And then depending on which unit you go with, how you share that footage with, say, the authorities will vary. But let's focus on the RioLink E-Series today. And why don't we start with the E560? What is it and who is it for?
The E560 is a really cool, compact, outdoor or indoor rated camera. It's 4K resolution, so it's super high resolution. It has pan, tilt, and zoom, so it has 355 degrees panning, so you can control the camera left and right. It also has 50 degree tilt control, so you've got you can control the camera up and down. It's Wi-Fi 6, so it's the latest Wi-Fi protocol. It's dual Wi-Fi band, so it's 2.4 and 5 gigahertz, so it's very easy to set up on your Wi-Fi network. It records locally to a micro SD, and the E560s, we've included a 64 gigabyte memory card with this camera, so everything's recorded locally. You don't have to pay for any cloud subscription.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a great option because a lot of people don't like spending money on monthly subscriptions these days.
Mm-hmm.
The 64 gigabyte memory is upgradable to 128 gigabyte. It has two-way talk, spotlight, and siren. So it's a great camera to put in your front garden or your business or your back garden because you can monitor the whole viewing angle of your front property or the back property. And you can control the pan, tilt, zoom via the app. So if you log on remotely, you can control the camera. The camera also has auto tracking. So if it detects someone on your property, the camera actually will follow someone until they out of view.
We're chatting with Guy Pithy. He is RioLink's VP for North America. We're learning about its outdoor cameras, specifically the E-Series, first starting with the 560, and then we're going to move into a battery-based model in a moment. So for this wired E560, Guy, how much does it cost, and where's the best place to buy it?
It's retailing for $139.99 right now, so really competitively priced. We've got promos running down to $119 in the next couple of months, and you can find this product on BestBuy.com, and we're actually in 727 Best Buy stores right now, so your local Best Buy has got this camera on the shelves.
All right, awesome. Now let's pivot and talk about the E-Series, the model called B360. The B stands for battery, I assume.
Yeah, the Argus B360, another really cool compact camera. We've also included the 64 gigabyte of memory. It doesn't have the pan tilt zoom, so it has a static fixed lens, but it has a battery built in, and we've also included a 6-watt solar panel. So you don't need any power source for this camera. All you need is a place where you can put it where it gets a bit of sunlight. It comes with a 3-meter cable from the solar panel to the camera. So you can mount, say, the camera on the north-facing side of your property and have the solar panel on the east or west side, depending on which one gets the most sun. So it's another 4K resolution camera. So it's high resolution. It has two-way torque, spotlight, and siren. And it's a really cool camera, competitively priced also at normally $169.99, and we're also doing promos down to $129 at Best Buy. Yeah, we're doing deal of the days right now in the next couple of months, so we've got some really good promos running on these two cameras.
So the Argus B360 would be for those who don't want a wired solution, and then the only sort of trade-off is that there's no PTZ, pan, tilt, and zoom, but everything else is pretty much the same, 4K resolution, app support, 64 gigs of included storage.
Yep, spotlight, two-way torque, weather resistant.
And down to $129, so only $10 more on sale than the sale price for the E560. So this lets you choose which one of the two is for you. And I know there are other cameras at RioLink.com as well, Guy.
Yeah, you can learn about all of our products on RioLink.com. We have a wide range also on Amazon.com, BestBuy.com. Costco is also supporting our product line.
Right.
But you can find it all at your major retail outlets.
All right, awesome. Guy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Mark. Appreciate it.
You are listening to Tech It Out, powered by Norton and Visa. We'll be right back to chat with lifestyle expert Chassie Post to hear her top tech picks for the holidays. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The Reading Chamber of Commerce is working every day to make our community a better place to live, work, and do business. When you join the Chamber, you become part of a network that stands up for local employers, supports our workforce, and helps shape the future of Reading. Your membership fuels advocacy at City Hall and in Sacramento, promotes tourism through Visit Reading, and strengthens the business community that keeps our economy moving. If you believe in building a stronger Reading, we invite you to join us. Visit ReadingChamber.com to learn more.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Celebrate the holiday season at Red Ink Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Red Ink, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Red Ink Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Red Ink. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Allergens, pet hairs, and dust with its HEPA filtration. And the best part? It auto-empties and auto-charges itself. So that means the mess stays contained and you can spend zero time wrestling with dirt and tangled hair and more time with family this season. And for families, my gift pick has to be the Epson Life Studio Flex Plus Portable Projector. Now, this device is pure magic. It instantly projects a bright and colorful 4K picture up to 150 inches. Perfect for movies or creating personalized holiday videos using the Epson Projection Studio app. And setup couldn't be easier. And the audio is incredible with the built-in Sound by Bose technology. Plus, with built-in Google TV, you have access to over 10,000 streaming apps like Netflix and Disney Plus.
Yeah, awesome. Actually, I've been reviewing that projector from Epson, and it is awesome. The sound is crazy with their partnership with Bose. Now, how about a financial hack for shopping this holiday?
Yes, well, my financial hack for the holidays would be the Venmo debit card. It helps savvy shoppers stretch their budgets further because it allows you to spend your Venmo balance everywhere you shop. And it unlocks a new rewards program called Venmo Stash. Now, with Stash, you can earn up to 5% cash back on everyday purchases, like at your favorite retailers and restaurants. And signing up is free right in the Venmo app. And you can add the digital card to your mobile wallet in minutes before the physical card even arrives.
We are chatting with lifestyle expert Chassie Post about some handy smart home ideas for gifting to loved ones. Why don't we circle back about gifts? Maybe this time for the little ones.
Well, I'm so excited about the Tony Box 2, a game changer for ages 1 to 9 and totally screen-free. The colorful audio player is powered by the Tony's character kids choose, and there are literally hundreds to choose from, like Elsa from Frozen. You just squeeze an ear, place it on top, and the song or story starts. Now, for the littlest ones, my first Tonys are squishy characters filled with simple sounds that make learning those first words fun and hands-on. And I just love gifts that help promote independent play. Now, for the gamers, I think Sega has something for everyone. Sonic Racing Crossworlds. It's an absolute blast because it totally changes the game mid-race. It introduces travel rings that transport you across land, air, sea, and space into all new dimensions. And with cross-platform play, the whole family can race together, making it the perfect gift available on all current-gen consoles. And PC, for the details on everything I covered, just head to inthenews.tv.
Thank you so much for your time, Chassie. All the best. Happy holidays to you. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, and happy holidays to you, too.
You all enjoyed a new episode of Tech It Out between the interviews recorded at AWS reInvent in Las Vegas, learning about restaurants as well as the NFL. We chatted gadget gift ideas with Mario Armstrong and Chassie Post just now, and RioLink filled us in on outdoor cameras. Next weekend, we'll have another brand new show for you, including how technology is helping to fight wildfires and continuing the work of the late and great Jane Goodall in the field, protecting chimpanzees and the environment using technology. I know I plugged Visa and Norton earlier in the program, some partners of mine on Tech It Out. A huge thank you to those awesome companies for their support, and also to SanDisk, another company that protects you, right? Visa protects you while shopping. and merchants too. Norton has a suite of cybersecurity tools, and SanDisk is great for backup, just in case something happens to your device, like your laptop breaks or you lose your tablet or your smartphone is stolen. There are external storage solutions for multiple devices, and unlike the cloud, where you have to pay a monthly subscription fee if you want more than, say, 2 or 5 gigs of data, a SanDisk flash storage solution, you just pay the one-time fee. They're super durable, high capacity, and there's always sales on these devices, especially this time of year. So be sure to check out SanDisk.com, or I should say check out SanDisk.com, you know, just to stay on brand, whether you have an iPhone, an Android device, Windows PC, a Mac, what have you. Great stuff there. Again, protection seems to be the common thread between Norton, Visa, and SanDisk. Very cool. All right. Have a great rest of your day, everyone, and I look forward to catching up with you next week for another brand new episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.